Ohio State's basketball game tomorrow against Nebraska has been postponed. What impact will this postponement have on the basketball team? And why I'm excited about Ohio State's offensive line going into the 2022 season. All that and more right here on Locked On Buckeyes.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I am your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Friday, January 21st in the year 2022, and on this feel-good Friday, I want to thank every person out there, yes, that's you, for making Locked On Buckeyes their first listen or first watch of every single day. Every now and then, there's news that comes out of the Ohio State Athletic Department that is from the basketball team, and that news dominates the talk of the town. That is what's going on right now with the announcement that Ohio State's game tomorrow against Nebraska has been postponed. It has been postponed due to complications, COVID-19 complications, within the athletic department, the basketball team of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Here is a little insight from the press release that Nebraska handed out to give you more information about what's going on with this team and why the game was canceled. Quote, with players currently in health and safety protocol, Nebraska fell below the Big Ten Conference roster minimum with fewer than 7 scholarship players available. And this is news to me. I had no idea that the Big Ten had this roster minimum. I like this. This is something I was saying last year and even at the beginning of this year for football. We need some guidelines. I know the Big Ten, well, Kevin Warren at Big Ten Media Days said for the football season that the schools were going to formulate their own protocols, report them to the Big Ten, and we'll be able to see what each school is doing, tweak them if we see fit. But I like this number. I understand it. The minimum number of 7 scholarship players, you need that to play the game. I get that. That's a realistic number, and I'm glad they have that rule in place. This is not the first time Ohio State has had a game that they're going to miss a game that was scheduled. First postponement, but it'll be the 4th game in Ohio State's schedule that will not be played on the originally scheduled date. Back in December, Ohio State had 3 games canceled in a row. A game against Kentucky that was going to be played in Vegas, a game against New Orleans, and a game against UT Martin. The last 2 games were scheduled to be played in the shot. That was a part of those games took place in a 22-day layoff for the basketball team. That's wild. I mean, I'm still amazed at what we're going through right now in college football, in college basketball. The NFL seems to find ways to keep this ball rolling. But I am still amazed that we're having games canceled. I am still amazed that all this is going on because, honestly, I didn't think this would be going on into 2022. I don't think anybody did. The way people have chosen to respond to the viruses going around right now is the reason that a lot of these games are being canceled. Those are the rules. Those are the rules that are out there. I'm just amazed we're still at this point right now in life. I was hoping to be past this point, to be able to watch every game that has been scheduled, so it's easier for me to plan what is going on every single week of my life. But this isn't about me. I can say all these things about me and what I want or the things I like about my schedule, but this isn't about me. This is about the basketball team. This is about the basketball team that wants to play basketball, that needs to play basketball, that's not playing the basketball due to COVID complications in their next opponent's basketball program. This is a postponement because this is a Big Ten game. The Big Ten Conference is working with both schools to reschedule the game, and I like that as well. Ohio State had 3 games canceled earlier in the season. They have replaced one of those 3 games. The game that they played this past Tuesday where they obliterated the IUPUI Jaguars. That game was a makeup date from what was missed in December. Still 2 more dates that can be replaced. I don't know if Ohio State will actively pursue trying to get those games rescheduled. I do believe Chris Holtman talked to the Dayton Flyers basketball coach last year about trying to get a date scheduled. That has not happened just yet. I wonder if Ohio State will squeeze, yes, I literally mean squeeze, Dayton into their schedule in February or, well, January, at the end of this month or even into February, because I think Ohio State needs these games. I mean, I legit need, think this. This is no silence, no hesitation. I think Ohio State needs to play the basketball. As I look at their schedule, though, when I think about the Big Ten trying to postpone their game, well, reschedule their game, there's not much free time left in their schedule. If you want to think about the most playing three games in 1 week, well, the first full week of February, Ohio State plays three games with the game against Maryland, Rutgers, and the team up north. The other weeks, I don't think Ohio State wants to play a game, a day off, a game, a day off, and then a game. That could happen the second full week of February as they play on a Tuesday and they play again on a Saturday. They could schedule a game on that Thursday or on that previous Sunday before they play Minnesota. But once again, I don't know if that's the schedule that Chris Holtmann wants. Of course, things can be reshuffled. That game against Minnesota could probably be moved around and shuffled around. But I feel bad for these players. I feel absolutely bad. Great for the Big Ten to try to reschedule the game. It's amazing that they are still actively, as we speak, working to play games and reschedule games that have been postponed. It sucks for the players. What will also suck for the players is if their next game gets canceled because they do end up playing the Minnesota Golden Gophers on this upcoming Thursday. Well, Minnesota recently had a game canceled due to COVID-19 complications. So it would be unfortunate if we see a sequence of events that we saw in December. Once one game gets canceled, another wants to follow. It's unfortunate tomorrow's game is canceled. I hope and I really hope there's enough time between now and Thursday that Thursday's game against the Golden Gophers does not need to be canceled, postponed, whichever word the Big Ten decides to use for that matchup. This is it. The putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software. To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite, and right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/lockedonNCAA. Head to netsuite.com/lockedonNCAA for special end of year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/lockedonNCAA. You are tapped into Locked On Buckeyes here on this Friday, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. For all of you that are out there that are Apple Podcast listeners, please head to Apple Podcast, drop a 5-star review and a rating. It's a free way for you to help the show grow. Make sure you subscribe whichever podcast listening app you utilize. It's another great way to get updated every time a new show goes live. For those of you on the YouTube, thank you as well. Make sure you head over there, subscribe on YouTube, hit the bell so you're notified every time a new video is uploaded or when we go live, because we do periodically have live shows right here on Locked On Buckeyes. Make sure also hit that like button on this video. Comment section, fill it up, fill it up. You guys love comments, and I love reading them. Anytime you have something scheduled, and all of a sudden, it's either postponed or canceled, it does something to your mentals. I remember this was, I want to say, in December of this year. I was working with a guy, and him and his family had planned on going to, I want to say, Wyoming for a week vacation. This was also during the time when a lot of flights were getting canceled. Not postponed like Ohio State's basketball game, but flights were getting canceled. And so him and his family take time off work. you're getting everything ready. You're going to be gone for a week in a place where either you haven't been before. I don't think this guy's family has been before. So it's a new place, going to enjoy the weather and everything that's there in Wyoming. Well, he came back to work a week later, and I immediately said, hey, Josh, how was your trip? I mean, you took a trip, and I'm thinking, hey, buddy, yeah, how was your trip? I want to hear about what happened, the good, hopefully nothing bad happened. Did you see anybody that you knew? Because sometimes you go on vacation, you see people you know in the randomest spots. I mean, how was it? Well, Josh said, hey, man, we didn't get to go. I said, what do you mean? You were gone for a week. Well, what had happened was the flight, getting ahead of myself, was canceled. And so we just ended up staying home and enjoying time together. And I already had the time off work. I was getting paid for it. So why should I go to work when I could just stay home and get paid? I mean, that's a good trade-off. I mean, cancellation of a trip. All of a sudden, now you are getting paid for being home. Great. It's a great trade-off. But in his mind, I know for a fact, he was not happy that that flight got canceled. He wasn't happy that things went the way that they were. And I guarantee you, Justice Suing wants to watch his team play. EJ Liddell wants to play. Malachi Branham wants to play. Justin Arns wants to play. Arns probably wants to play to get his shot back and get that three ball going consistently with that lefty release that he has. Everybody wants to play. These are basketball players. They came to Ohio State to play basketball and to get an education. Because as I look at this team, there aren't many guys that are going to the NBA. I really only see one as of right now. And then if you think about professionally, yeah, Jamari Wheeler could probably play professionally overseas. Justice Suing maybe, but I don't know where he is right now as far as can he play overseas or not. Malachi Branham, his future is bright, but he is still a freshman, very, very young, still growing into his game, still growing into his body. So I can't say that just yet. Maybe Justin Arns could go overseas to play some basketball. But there aren't many pros at Ohio State. But even though there might not be any that many pros, the game's getting canceled. That does something to your mentals. Ohio State needs these games. Ohio State needs them bad. They are slowly getting their legs under them from the 22-day layoff or hiatus that they had in December. But they need these games to get their continuity together, their chemistry together. They need these games to slowly move back into being the well-oiled machine that they have been. Not only myself, but also Trey Demps from the Big Ten Network, college basketball analyst for them. We both said the same thing, and he even said at a halftime of the game, I believe against IUPUI and some other games as well, throwing the ball into the post. If Ohio State wants to continue that movement and starting the offense in that way, here's the thing you can do while you're not playing this game tomorrow. Work on entry passes. Work on making the right pass at the right time. Work on knowing when to not make the pass. I mean, these are all things you can have right now. You can work on right now. Get healthy. As much as Ohio State needs to play the game, rest for them is also very key as well. Think about something in your life when you have been very active, extremely active. And before you know it, the next thing you know is you're so active, you don't take time to rest. Your mind, your body, you start feeling a little bit weaker. You start feeling a little bit like you have heavier legs. You start feeling like, man, something is wrong. The moment you take to rest and relax your legs, man, you instantly feel something that is drastic and encouraging, and you realize, I needed to do this a long time ago. Ohio State is in that place right now. Yes, they need to play games as well, but they can also take this time to rest their legs, rest their minds, watch more film, and just realize we're a good basketball team, but we can be even better than what we have been right now. Ohio State still is not at full strength. And I wonder, how scary could they be if they were at full strength right now? Not only is Seth Towns out, I start there first, and then Michi Johnson, but also the most important player among that trio is Justice Suing. Ohio State does not have a big three right now. What Chris Holtmann could be doing is working Justice Suing, getting him some extra added practice time that was not expected right now. Justice Suing was back out, I believe, before the IUPUI game this past Tuesday, taking shots in pregame. And I wonder if we're going to see Justice Suing before the end of the month, like Chris Holtmann predicted at the beginning of the month. He was hopeful, not a doctor saying that. It was just his hope that he would get and the team would get Justice Suing and Seth Towns back. But imagine Ohio State in this time, all of a sudden they come back out against Minnesota next Thursday, and they have Malachi Branham, E.J. Liddell, and Justice Suing in the starting lineup. And Suing is not the guy that is just out there feeling his way around, trying to figure out the offense, but he's actually in motion, if movement, figuring things out, all of the above. That would be huge. And in college basketball, I don't know if we've really heard about many big threes out there. You see it, teams that are really, really good and have a lot of talent. But I think you can have Justice Suing, E.J. Liddell, and Malachi Branham. That could be a dynamic trio, not duo, in the Big Ten Conference, that whatever Suing does come back, man, that could be something the team up north can't handle, Maryland can't handle, Rutgers can't handle, Michigan State can't handle in the month of March. Indiana can't handle when they play Indiana again at the end of February. The teams can't handle. Why? Because you can't just pinpoint on Liddell because Branham's out there. Or you can't just pinpoint on Liddell and Branham because Suing's out there. Not only is that going to help things defensively, it's also going to help things offensively. And I do think the impact of this, it could be, I don't think there's a positive in postponing a game. Let me just say that. But you can get positives out of adverse situations. And we could get that coming up very shortly from the Ohio State Buckeyes. Yeah, it's going to mess with their mentals. Yeah, they could get time to rest. But it could be a time period where they get extra practice time, extra film sessions to work Justice Suing back into the roster, back into the starting lineup. And at full strength, I wonder if there's a team in the Big Ten that can beat Ohio State with everybody at full strength. BetOnline would like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march to the playoffs and beyond. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. New year and a new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, and it's all one word to get started. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. You are tapped into Locked On Buckeyes here on this Friday, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every single day. Coming up next week, we're going to give you a little preview of what's to come right here on Locked On Buckeyes going into next week. So we're going to start looking into the Jim Knowles defense. You heard last week when Jeff Hunt was on, he mentioned the Leo position. And people are like, what is a Leo? Jay hasn't mentioned that just yet. What is Jim Knowles defense going to look like? Well, we're going to go through that next week, at least of 2 or 3 days. It could be all week long, looking into different positions, positioning, why this is important right now in college football, the advantage that it takes for, or that it provides Ohio State going into different matchups, so on and so forth. So make sure you are in your spot, ready to go next week as we look at Jim Knowles' defense, what it is, the impact it has, the advantage it will give Ohio State, and so much more. From the basketball team postponing a game, and it's unfortunate, but it's reality, to the excitement I have about the offensive line for Ohio State going into the 2021 college football season. This is a unit that, just looking at paper, even if you don't take what DeJuan Jones and Paris Johnson Jr. did last season, well, take that into account because you need to, but it without projecting, just looking at what's there on paper, you have three returning starters. Paris Johnson Jr. will move from left tackle, will move from right guard to left tackle. You have DeJuan Jones, who will stick at right tackle. You have Luke Whipler, that'll probably be the starting center next year. I don't think with Harry Miller coming back that Harry Miller will overtake that center position, but with three returning starters, any coach out there, any analyst out there, any talking head out there will be somewhat optimistic about what Ohio State has coming up, returning, and what the offensive line can be next year going into next season. But there's a couple holes and a new coach. Will that impair the progression and the growth and the positive plays we're expecting from the Buckeyes? Or will those help? Will that be an advantage for Ohio State? I personally think it's the latter, because Justin Fry, like Greg Stardaw, they both played offensive tackle while in college. One played more recently than the other. You probably guessed it, Justin Fry. Greg Stardaw played at Bowling Green back in the mid to late 80s. Justin Fry played at Indiana University, almost said the wrong name of the school, from 2002 until 2006. More recent playing, more used to more of the current trends in college football. Even though college football has changed, the offense has changed quite a bit from 2002 to 2006 until right now. Justin Fry also knows, hey, I've been coaching. I have seen the trends change. I have seen the players change. I have been recruiting at a high level. I know how to impact these players that are already here. Even though I did not recruit them, these are some of the best offensive linemen in the country. And I believe with my playing experience and my experience coaching in different places along the way, I believe Justin Fry, I'm speaking of right now, speaking about, he believes that this is a great opportunity to have one of the better offensive lines in college football next season. Before last season, a lot of people said Ohio State's offensive line could win the Joe Moore Award. Why? Because a lot of people believed their best five offensive linemen were four offensive tackles and a center. We saw throughout the season that that was not the best move or the wisest move for Ohio State, but that is the move that they made at that time. I think going to the traditional look, having a center, two guards, and two tackles, Matt Jones maybe at left guard and then Donovan Jackson at right guard, I really wonder if they're going to find a way to put Harry Miller in the starting offensive line. You could put Harry Miller at right guard or left guard. Matt Jones and Harry Miller could play either side just depending on which one. But with Harry Miller, I know he missed last season. I truly wonder. We're going to look at an updated or projected depth chart for Ohio State very, very soon, maybe in a couple weeks after we go through Jim Knowles' defense, because I firmly think that it's key to know, well, do you have experience at the offensive line? Three returning starters, could you have a starter that was playing on the 2020 football team? That's four returning starters, even though one did not play last season. There's a lot of positives. But I do think, though, DeJuan Jones, Paris Johnson Jr., those are bookends. Those are guys on the outside you don't have to worry about. Right guard, left guard. I think having the more traditional look on the offensive line will drastically help the running game. The running game where you had a true freshman running back run for 1,200 rushing yards, and he broke Maurice Claret's touchdown record at Ohio State as a freshman. I think that all of these things are steps in the right direction. Now, is there a negative in this? Yes, of course. You have two newcomers, maybe one on the offensive line. Yes, anytime you have a newcomer there that's more of a full-time starter next year than last year, yes, that is something there that could be a hindrance. You have a new coach. Will Justin Fry take time during the season to get more acclimated to what's there, or will he just say, hey, guys, let's play football? Like, I can coach you guys up all day and tell you what to do, but let's just play football. We've played football for a very long time. Let's just play the football. And I do think with the added level of recruiting, with the growth we should expect from Paris Johnson Jr., Luke Whippler, Matt Jones, Harry Miller, if he comes back, if I do believe he's coming back, Donovan Jackson, DeJuan Jones, whoever it is, the growth we're expecting to see, I think it's going to be enhanced by Justin Fry's experience recently playing the football at the collegiate level. And then also his different stops along the way, he'll just bring in different tactics and really impress us all. I'm excited. Most importantly, I think the offensive line, we could see possibly two, depending on how they use the running backs, two 1,000-yard rushers next year, because Travion Henderson and Mayan Williams behind the offensive line next year, those two guys can go off. Thank you guys for getting through this week with us. We were off yesterday, had a little hiccup with the show. We're back and better than ever. You can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. Remember, next week, looking at Jim Knowles' defense, the different positions that'll be a part of Jim Knowles' defense, the advantages that it provides for Ohio State's defense. Why is Jim Knowles' defense so different, and why aren't more people looking at it? All these thoughts and more, we'll tackle these next week right here on Locked On Buckeyes.